Our reading is from Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 31. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Let's pray for Steve as he comes to bring God's word to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servant Steve. We pray that you would pour out your spirit upon him now as he comes to speak. We pray that you would give him your words. And we pray that you would open our ears to hear you speaking to us today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Well, for one more week, our question comes from Genesis chapter 1. And the whole Genesis account on creation opens up as many questions as it gives answers. How long is a day? There's loads of things in that Genesis account that, with our 21st century thinking, we think, well, what does that mean? All the more reason to keep coming back to Genesis to read it through. And as Simon mentioned, the big question this morning is, what else did God create? And the question and its answer may be obvious to most of us. However, we would be wise to spend a few moments collecting our thoughts on the whole creation story. What else did God create, apart from heaven and earth and all of mankind, as we saw last week? And the climate change debate has made everyone, all of us, more conscious of environmental issues, more conscious of our depleting natural resources and the condition of our planet today. It's unavoidable. And there are many different views. Greta Thunberg will say that we need to act now. David Attenborough will show us evidence of nature struggling to survive. And some people are more sceptical and say that nature is always changing. Look at the dinosaurs. What happened to them? And again, others are uncertain and are just trying to make sense of it all. And today in our workplaces, in schools, colleges, universities, and in our churches, we all have plans to address environmental issues. And if you want an example of that, as I speak, we're fitting solar panels in our church centre. Things do move forward. So we have plant life, animal life, human life, all living in times when the so-called balance of nature is a big concern. And taking care of our environment, it's easier to say if you can say it properly, taking care of our environment is not a new idea. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God wants us to look after everything that he has made. So that's all of creation, that God the Father with Jesus and the Holy Spirit had made. It would help us to just go back about half a step and think about ownership. Who does the world and everything in it belong to? Now there are only two possible answers. Is the creator or something made by the creator? And the Bible account is unambiguous about this. The earth is the Lord's. And we could be here for hours looking at chapter and verse that would confirm this for us. But allow me, if you will, just a couple of verses. Psalm 24, well-known psalm, Psalm 24, verse 1. Those of you that know your Bibles would know it off by heart. If Risa and Kathleen were here, they would tell us what it is. I know they know their Bibles. Psalm 24, verse 1, well-known verse. The earth is the Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So that's every living thing. It all belongs to God. A more detailed account is found in Psalm 104, which is an amazing psalm that I picked up as I was reading the notes through. Psalm 104, have a read through when you get home. It's a psalm that's beautifully written. It's written like a piece of poetry about the whole Genesis story. It's wonderful. Read Psalm 104 when you get home tonight today. At the end of Genesis chapter 1, God says that he gave us his creation so that we can live, so that we can eat, so that we can grow food, plant seeds, prune and water trees, cultivate the land, and the best bit, just to enjoy it, to enjoy nature. And we live in Dorset, one of the most beautiful parts of God's creation. A little bit biased, maybe. Apologies to anyone that lives, come from any other part of the country. God gave mankind, that includes us, direct instructions to rule over creation. Other translations say to have dominion over, to look after, to tend, control, to subdue. Now, there's one plant in my garden that I wish that I could subdue. It's a thick reed plant that just grows, and as much as I dig it up, it grows again. I can't get rid of it. If any of you have extra energy, want to do a bit of gardening, you'd be welcome. I'll give you coffee and cakes. Just get rid of it. I'll get dominion over it one day. Now, if we drop into the Adam and Eve story, God puts Adam into the garden to work the land, to cultivate the land, to be a guardian over creation. I like the term guardian. It has an element of responsibility about it. Guardians of creation. Not guardians of the galaxy. If Darren was here, he could tell us which guardian of the galaxy would be good at looking after nature. But he's not here. Guardians of creation on our beautiful blue planet Earth. What an honour. What an honour to be given by the Father who loves us. In the first three books of the Old Testament, God explains more about what ruling over should actually mean. He gives instruction on how to look after the soil, to leave fields unplanted every few years, which is still good farming practice. And all good followers of Countryfile will know that this practice is called set aside. You all with me? Good. Good Dorset folk. Set aside. If you ever take Countryfile off, that'll be a bad day. It's worth a license fee alone, along with Spring Watch, Autumn Watch. You can see where I am with my TV. God gives instruction on how to look after trees. And in that hot, dry climate, trees need looking after, need irrigating. Trees have a special place in the creation story. God also gave instruction on how to look after animals, how to be kind to animals and see to their needs. In fact, parts of Leviticus read more like the training courses that you would get from Kingston Morwood College than somewhere in the Bible. And as we speak, Simon and Sue's youngest daughter, Miriam, is at Kingston Morwood College now feeding the animals. So a big circle there somewhere. We should care because God cares. The last verse of Genesis chapter 1 says, God saw all that he made, and it was good. It was very good. Which is an understatement. We get understatements in the Bible now and again. Like Mary being troubled when she knew she was going to have a baby. God saw all that he made, and it was very good. Just let the 10:30 to Malaga go over. If we stop and wonder for a moment, God's creation can captivate us. Something inside here fills us with awe. We can be rendered speechless. Let nature do the talking. The sounds in nature are just amazing. The dawn chorus, a cascading waterfall, the sound of the sea down at sandbanks after a storm, kingfishers calling out as they dart up the River Stour. The sounds are endless. The sounds of nature are beautiful. And of course, hearing is just one of our senses. We can touch, smell, see, and taste God's creation as well. And I particularly like the taste creation bit. Our children's song reminds us that, yes, our God is a great big God, and he holds us and all creation in his hands. However bad we think things are getting, God has us in his hands. It's a safe place. And there are hundreds of other hymns and songs about the beauty and awe of creation. We all have our favourites. Creation wasn't done and dusted in 6 days. Every second of every day shows us God's creation at work. He doesn't just create new life. He repairs parts that have broken or suffered damage, often through our hands, through our mistreatment. He repairs parts that have broken. And we have our part to play in this sort of nature repair shop. I'm not going to show a repair shop clip. We'll all be crying and rolling around. Well, at least I will. Being asked by God to take care of his creation was an amazing act of love from God. An act of love that demands a response from you and from me. I'll finish there, but back to our question to find the answer. What else did God create? God created all things by his powerful word, and all his creation was very good. Everything flourished under his loving rule. Amen.